This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Russia said on Saturday its forces had prevented an attempt by Ukraine to break through its line of control in the southern Ukrainian region of Kherson, where it is evacuating civilians in anticipation of a wider Ukrainian counteroffensive. The defense ministry said all attacks were repulsed, the enemy was pushed back to their initial positions, and added that Ukraine's offensive was launched towards settlements on the west side of the Dnipro River. Russian occupation authorities in Kherson told civilians on Saturday they should leave immediately because of the tense military situation. Thousands of civilians have been leaving for days across the Dnipro River, but Saturday's warning was delivered with renewed urgency. Boris Johnson arrived back in Britain on Saturday as he considers an attempt to win a second term as prime minister, only weeks after he was forced to step down, with some colleagues warning his comeback could create more political chaos. The potential candidates to replace Prime Minister Liz Truss, who dramatically quit on Thursday after only 6 weeks in power, were embarking on a frantic weekend of lobbying to secure enough nominations to enter the leadership contest before Monday's deadline. Giorgia Meloni was sworn in as Italy's first woman prime minister on Saturday alongside her cabinet team, giving the country its most right-wing government since World War II. She takes office at an especially fraught moment with Italy's debt-laden economy once again heading into recession, firms buckling under the weight of soaring energy bills, and splits within her coalition over the war in Ukraine. And the Vatican on Saturday said that it and China had renewed a secret and contested agreement on the appointment of Roman Catholic bishops. This is VOA.